In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Areopagus was the heart of the intellectual world at the time of our Lord. It'd be kind of like if you were able to speak at Harvard and Princeton and the Sorbonne and Oxford and Cambridge, all rolled up into one. And so, you know, he's there with all these high-powered intellects. And he gives them a very interesting speech in which he talks about the altar that he said to an unknown God. Now, it's important that we realize that this isn't just, in case we left one of you guys out, here's an altar for you. The unknown God was the chief of all of the gods, according to the way that they thought about things at the Areopagus at that time. Plato described him as the one. Aristotle described him as the unmoved mover. And he was a god who was far off, who didn't reveal himself, but he was the god who made everything, who keeps everything in being. Everything depends upon him. And so, what St. Paul is saying is, you guys have reasoned that this God exists. And you know that he exists. Well, let me tell you about him. He is forgiven your ignorance, but now you have to worship him. Because he has sent a man named Jesus and he raised him from the dead. The minute he said, raised from the dead, the people of the Areopagus shut him off because the Greek philosophers thought that raising someone from the dead was a logical impossibility. That once you were dead, you were dead. You could not be raised from the dead. That's why some began to scoff at him, and others kind of just politely put him off by saying, oh, we'll hear about this some other time. Yeah, like we're ever going to invite you back to talk to us again. But there were some who looked beyond their worldly learning, and they were actually able to have the gift of faith. And among them were Dionysius, a woman named Damaris, and some others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.